This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We talked a lot all football season long. You, me, the station, the whole industry, about the incredible rookie class at quarterback. And just a couple of days ago, in light of Caleb Williams' comments and a little bit of a controversy he found himself in with the ESPN story that he didn't want to be a Bear prior to the draft, we got back into the second-year QBs now and how they're going to fare this season. You know what I think got under-talked about is how great this receiving class was.
How about it?
And this happens every single year over the last few years. I think this year will be a dip. There wasn't quite the same receiving talent in this last year's draft. But the 2024 class, just to go through some of the numbers here, leading rookie receivers in 24, Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jacksonville Jaguars, who got snubbed for the Pro Bowl, should have been there. 1,282 yards on 87 catches as a rookie. With Trevor Lawrence not playing at a very high level, by the way.
That's right. Not a great QB situation going on in Jacksonville for a struggling team.
They fired a coach and brought in an offensive-minded coach. So you would think Lawrence will improve with that relationship with Liam Cohen. And I would think BTJ will actually benefit pretty massively as well with a guy that's going to come in and kind of build the offense and the passing game through him, so to speak.
You'd certainly think.
Malik Nabers, who is my guy out of LSU. This was Jaden Daniels' teammate. Malik Nabers, 1,204 yards for the Giants, and he missed two games. He, by the way, caught 109 passes last year.
For a garbage offense.
Now, that's part of why he caught 109 passes. There was a lot of like, let's just throw him a screen and see what happens. A lot of crossers and drags and just some of the stuff around the line of scrimmage. Like, as an example, he averaged 11 yards per catch. Brian Thomas Jr. averaged almost 15. But still, almost 110 catches as a rookie when you missed two games.
Mm-hmm.
He plays in those two games. He might have caught 125 or 130 balls. Like, well, that's not crazy.
Yeah, might have been just shy of Ja'Marr Chase's league-leading 127. And that's the pace he was on.
He might have led the NFL with a couple of big games. And yet, 1,200 yards, he would have easily surpassed Thomas for number one among rookies. He would have, based on his pace, been in like 1,350-yard rookie season if he played every game. Those were the top two wide receivers. The guy that never gets talked about is Ladd McConkey of the Chargers. Ladd McConkey had a ridiculous season for L.A. with Justin Herbert. 82 balls, 1,149 yards last year.
I would have lost all the money.
Seven touchdowns. Like, do people know that he went 80 and 1,100?
No. Because the story in L.A. is Harbaugh, 1 through 50. Running game, they let a couple of their, you know, the Keenan Allens of the world go, and it's, you know, this is about Dobbins and, you know, former Ravens and Gus Edwards and ground and pound. I don't think anybody really understands, because I would have lost that bet. If you've been like, did he get to 1,000 yards? I'd say, yeah, he probably was just over 1,000. He's a slot receiver, right? 80 catches, 1,007 yards, and a handful of touchdowns. People sleep that he had 1,150 yards as a receiver.
34th pick in the draft last year.
So yeah.
Barely outside of the first round. I remember thinking that while he was so hyped, I was like, I don't really get how a guy, he I think of him as tiny. He's listed at 6 foot, so I guess he's not. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's his body type or something. To me, he just comes off as a really small guy. But he doesn't really play like it. In fact, he had one of the best contested catch percentages in football. The Terry McLaurin stat, where Scary Terry's number one in the league a lot of years. Ladd McConkey killed at that. When you think about a contested catch vulture, you think about a big physical receiver.
Mike Evans, basically.
Evans or McLaurin is this guy now, but you know, David Boston and those like huge, giant Dwayne Bowes coming to mind from Kansas City. Like, dudes make catches with people hanging off of them. Ladd McConkey is a contested catch maven? How's that happening? But he was brilliant last season. Notice that I have not named Marvin Harrison Jr. Disappointing rookie year. And still, it was good. 62 catches for 885 yards. There's a lot of years where if a top 10 wide receiver goes 60-plus for 880-plus, the team goes, we got the best rookie in the class at wide receiver. We feel really good about his future. And I'm sure they do. Thomas was better. Neighbors was better. McConkey was better. I think you could probably make the case that Dunze was better, who we'll get to. But Marvin Harrison Jr.'s got work to do. Have you seen how much bigger he looks?
I mean, it wasn't like he was wasn't like Paul Richardson before. It wasn't like a slender, skinny guy. But good Lord, I mean, he's a monster now.
He looks like he's gained 20 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
Maybe he went into the Captain America like lab and got shot up with like half of the stuff that Steve Rogers
Some of
did.
The serum, yeah.
Just like 50% of the serum.
Smidge of the serum.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, I was higher on Neighbors than Harrison coming out. Thomas is a guy that I didn't get right. I mean, I liked him, but I didn't think it was this. He didn't run nearly as many routes. Like, wasn't as diversified in college. So I was asleep. I will admit, raise my hand. My bad. I didn't see it with BTJ. But where is Harrison eventually going to be? Do you think ultimately he becomes what he's supposed to, which is the best of the group over Neighbors and Thomas, or no?
I think he's great. I don't know about the best. Because the bar's been set pretty high.
Dude, there's four guys in this class that could be perennial Pro Bowlers.
I think this will be one of those. So you remember Sauce Gardner, Derek Stingley? So initially, Sauce Gardner comes out and has a great rookie year. Stingley struggles. Now they're both good, and nobody really regrets it. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be to that point where Arizona's like, yeah, maybe we could have used Neighbors, or maybe Thomas would have been better for us, but we got a guy that's going to catch north of 80 balls and go for 1,200 yards and double-digit touchdowns every year. We'll be just fine. So I think he'll end up in a really good place. But those other guys that you already mentioned, man, oh, man, what an unbelievable rookie class. And by the way, just a tip of the cap, not a receiver, but kind of, Brock Bowers, too. Right at the top of the league in receptions, 112 for 1,200 yards and 5 touchdowns in his own right.
I haven't even brought him up because he's a different position. Yeah. He's still working through the receivers. But, yeah, we can get to Brock Bowers if you want to. But I just want continuing wideouts for a second. So we've got Thomas, we've got Neighbors, we've got McConkey, we've got Harrison, four deep. Roma Dunze, Chicago Bears. I know Roma Dunze didn't have a great year. Watch Roma Dunze and tell me you're not impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Roma Dunze last year as a rookie. Go back and look at any of those games and tell me that's not going to be a really good football player for a long time. To me, that screams at the peak of his powers, 85 catches and 1,000 yards. Like, he could put up perennial Terry type numbers maybe when it's all set and done.
So he reminds me of, honestly, he's bigger than that, but yeah, that kind of receiver.
54 for 734 catches and yards last year. He only had 3 touchdowns, whereas, you know, Brian Thomas had 10, Malik Nabers had 7, Ladd McConkey had 7, Marvin Harrison Jr. had 8. Adunze just 3, so that probably hurt some of the attention. And he just didn't get as much work. Like, Malik Nabers got targeted 170 times. Ladd McConkey got targeted close to 120 times. Harrison, 115 times. Adunze only got targeted 101 times.
Yep.
32 fewer than Brian Thomas. That's a big part of the lack of production. Last guy I'll throw at you, and then there's a whole litany of others, but Xavier Worthy from the Chiefs. Now, Xavier Worthy, to me, is a burner, semi-one-dimensional, speedster, you know, guy that is never going to be a number one wide receiver, or maybe even a number two. I don't view him as you're going to go catch 75 balls for 1,100 yards. I think he's going to catch, you know, 60 balls for 1,200 yards one year and like a 19-yard per catch season or something. I think he's going to have one of those crazy DeSean Jackson careers where it's speed, it's the explosiveness behind the defense. Last year, he averaged only 10.8 yards per catch. 59 catches for 638 yards. To me, that's a lot of the screen line of scrimmage stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He'll always be used that way, but there is a whole lot more in the tank. Run behind everyone and let Mahomes throw it further than everybody is.
First half of the season, they didn't trust him. This is 2 receptions a game, basically. After a win against Tampa in early November, where he did not have a catch, basically business picked up, where he's basically a 5 for 60 per game receiver. Now, it doesn't sound like a ton, but you do that for 16, 17 weeks, that's 1,000 yards for a guy that, again, was on pace for probably a half of that or less than half of that through half the season. So he was pretty good down the stretch. You could see they trusted him more and more as time went on. I mean, he closed the year with 8 for 79 and a drubbing of Pittsburgh for a touchdown. You could see they're using him a little bit more, spoon feeding it, because it was, yeah, you start off as a track guy. You go down the field, whether we throw it to you or not, you're a decoy. Now we start to have you run the route tree a little bit. I'm with you. He's never a do everything, clear number one, not even really a clear number two, but is he a weapon? Yeah, that someone like Andy Reid can use.
That's 6 legitimate star wide receivers potentially out of this class. Pretty amazing. And that's not even to talk about other guys that will develop and surprise us and come into their own. Keon Coleman in Buffalo, who only went for 550 last year and missed 4 games. Xavier Leggett from the Carolina Panthers, who's like one of the funniest sounding guys ever when he talks. He's like just a super country accent, but 49 grabs for 497 yards. He was okay. Maybe there's more in the tank there. I really like Jalen McMillan from the Bucks. We saw him firsthand score a touchdown against Washington in week 1. He ended up grabbing 40 balls for 460 in a crowded receiver room. Now, maybe he pays the price for them drafting a wide receiver because they took Igbuka, which I think surprised a lot of people, and maybe that slots him down the board. Mm-hmm. One other guy to keep in mind from this receiver class, Ricky Pearsall. With Deebo Samuel out in San Francisco, Ayuk hasn't proven he's going to be a healthy player for 17 weeks. Pearsall's about to be benefiting from the Kyle Shanahan scheme. He's got that Kyle cologne sprayed all over him. If you told me right now he catches 70-plus balls for 900 yards this year, that would not surprise me at all. Look out for a big breakout from Ricky Pearsall.
I think you're right. I mean, just it sort of feels like the out-of-nowhere type receiver. Again, not a different guy.
He was first-round pick, I think.
Well, yeah.
Not that out of nowhere.
So let me rephrase that. Like, the guy that didn't produce, and the next year we show up, and he's thought it was like a second-round fantasy pick for people the following year, if that makes any sense. You know, it's different body type. He's leaner than Puka Nacua, so it's not exactly a good comp, but it reminds me of that, where this went from you guys are about to see something to, yep, we saw it. We get it. We get why everybody was excited, where they were comfortable with some of the moves they made.
Then Bowers, who you talked about. So to go back to him, I'm not saying he is, but I am saying you could say it and no one could call you crazy. Is he the best tight end in the NFL right now? Brock Bowers, 112 catches, 1,194 yards last year. I don't know enough about him as a blocker or how much they asked him to do that or how good he is.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at Georgia, he got reviewed favorably in that way. But like Travis Kelce, sorry, he doesn't have his fastball. He every time he catches a ball and runs, he looks like he's going to, when he gets tackled, he's not going to get up. And he's like an 18-wheeler trying to get down the field at this point. So a guy like Bowers has moved ahead of him. I love Trey McBride in Arizona as a pass catcher.
Me too.
He's ridiculous. And George Kittle just as a dual threat. the blocker, the receiver. He's pretty special. He might be right there. There's other guys, but it's not crazy to say Brock Bowers is already that guy.
As the pass catcher. Again, to your point about blocking, I couldn't tell you. Like, do I want him ISO'd on a defensive end and have the run play go that way? I don't know that I do, you know, but that may not necessarily be a fair thing. He is a matchup nightmare and couldn't be stopped for an offense that had very little else.
Well, and to that point and to his credit, how many tight ends do you want in that situation?
Mm-hmm.
That's almost no longer the goal.
Right.
You almost have like a John Bates on your roster to do that so that the other guy can have the fun.
Mm-hmm. He's the fun guy.
Yeah. The Ertz in his prime guy. That's not really what everybody's always hunting at this point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.